What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ.
I am JJ.
I'm sorry, we had a little hiccup. JJ's mic was muted, so we had to restart. But don't worry, we just wasted an hour and 30 minutes of our life. And we're going to do it again because our audience and no DJ, because he's being a good brother. He's being a good sibling. And we encourage that. Raider Nation, be a good neighbor. Help each other out. Don't go into someone's house and start tormenting them. Start running around.
Isn't that what the Raiders should do?
Well, last time we went to Rams house, there was Raider fans throwing beers everywhere and fist. And one actually tried to run away from security. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. But we're going to react, talk about the AFC, NFC matches. It's over, man. The two of the best are joining back in a rematch, which I did not want to see. In a rematch. But it is what it is. Because the script is real. The script is real. Chiefs. Niners. Taylor Swift. Versus. West Coast. Travis Kelce. The love man. In love. He said, I'm in love with you. It's not even funny. He said that. There's speculation that Taylor Swift didn't say that back to him.
That's what I'm saying.
She did say, I've never been more proud for someone else in my life. I mean, she did cover her mouth, so we could say it's safe to assume, right? But think about it. Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift, right? For her to say that to another person, I've never been more proud of you. I've never been more proud for someone else in my life. That speaks volumes, man.
Does it?
I think it's Taylor Swift. She's at the top of the mountain.
I don't give a fuck.
Damn. So you don't like her?
I didn't say that. But there's a lot of fake people.
You're calling Taylor fake?
I didn't say that. I'm implying that there is a majority of falsified human beings. They could give two shits about what's going on in your life.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because leading up to the Ravens versus Chiefs game, all the memes were like, only one man can stop us from watching a Taylor Swift Super Bowl. And it was Lamar Jackson. He couldn't get it done. Mm-hmm. Now, all the memes are Brock Purdy and the Niners, right? What do you think? Do you like Taylor Swift as glorified? Because like every other commercial, every other camera angle, they're pointing to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Every other commercial is Travis Kelce.
Yes, or Patrick Mahomes.
Or Patrick Mahomes with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Do you like it? You not like it?
It gets annoying at some point. It's like now I'm going on social media and SportsCenter and ESPN are showing fucking faces of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. It's like, okay, thanks. Stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I get annoyed. Like, that's why I jump off social media. Like, why? I see him fucking on TV every now and then. I see them fucking dominating the football league. It's like, I don't need more. Like, you stick in the NFL. Let my feed proceed with, like, memes and shit. Please. I get annoyed.
I get tired memes and shit.
Yeah. Like, I go on social media to burn my time, not to see what Travis Kelce has to say about Justin Tucker.
Oh, my God. I'm glad
you talked about it. Like, I don't give a fuck,
man. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's competitiveness. Everyone's competitive, and I understand.
Three goats.
Yeah, you don't want to look weak in front of the other.
Of course, they're going to pick on the small guy.
The smallest guy there, the one guy that only kicks a ball.
But he's arguably the most important when it comes to a close game.
Yeah, and he does more than he has ever done in his whole career. But I'm just saying, it's annoying at some point. It is what it is.
It is what it is. The script is real. But, you know, there's a show in NFL Network called Good Morning Football. There's a co-host, Peter... not Brandon, not the girl, not not the former player. Because you know how there's a former player that played for the Patriots that he's a co-host, right?
Yes.
Peter Schreiber? Schreiber? Something with Peter.
I already told you. Why can't you just repeat what I said?
We got to sell it. Oh that I don't know.
Schreger.
Schreger. There you go. He has accurately predicted the winner of the last four Super Bowls. Now, the matchups might be different, but he said in 2019, Chiefs will win. In 2020, Buccaneers will win. In 2021, Rams will win. In 2022,
the Chiefs.
Chiefs. No. Am I missing one? 1920.
Who won the last Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
The one before that.
Rams.
The one before that.
Buccaneers. And the one before that, Chiefs. Oh, I think I was getting the years wrong.
Yes, you're getting the years
wrong. And he predicted this year the Niners will meet the Chiefs in Super Bowl before the season has started. You know, like Super Bowl prediction, who you got? And he predicted the 49ers versus the Chiefs. And guess who he picked?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. And we were talking about it earlier. He is the script. He is a script writer. It makes perfect sense.
Kill him. Uh-huh. And watch everything crumble on our feet.
He is the brains, and Goodell is just a puppet. Imagine. He's a punching bag.
So, you guys, make it work.
Make it work.
Whatever he said, go, go, go.
Exactly, exactly. So, but I'm glad you brought up Justin Tucker. It seems like both sides have their own side of the story.
Yeah, of course. And it's, I hate that. Whatever.
You know, Justin Tucker said that Patrick Mahomes said, hey, man, can you move it? And they're like, sure. He moved it and wasn't enough, and here comes big bad Travis Kelce to push up. I mean, he just chugged it. He's like, F this. Get the fuck out of my quarterback's area, right? And Travis Kelce's like, it's an unwritten rule. You poked the bear and everything. And Shannon Sharp, being the fanboy he is for Patrick Mahomes, he was defending Patrick Mahomes, saying, get the F out of the way. And he said that there's never been this issue before. It always is always an issue with the Chiefs, though. Patrick Mahomes said there's never been an issue with him warm-up routine, but it's always been an issue with they face the Ravens. It's three goats. Three alphas. A lot of testosterone. What do you think is going to happen? Like, I'm the best kicker, or I'm the best quarterback, or I'm the best tight end. Yeah, but I can throw a ball. Yeah, but I can kick a ball. Yeah, but I can catch a ball. It's kind of like the three-way Spider-Man meme. So what do you think about that? What was your reaction to he say, she say, she say, he say?
Honestly, I think kind of childish to me. I think Travis out of everybody seemed very childish to me. And then Patrick, and then Justin. But I do believe at some point, as a former athlete, there's like a line that you just don't cross with the other team that you're facing. You know?
And allegedly, Travis said that Justin crossed the line. Allegedly.
I don't know.
Unwritten rule.
I can't speak in terms of football because I was never that. Ugh. Hope DJ could elaborate on that later in the future. But you don't talk to them. You don't do anything. But when you're like on the side, on the line, you're like looking at them, stretching, there's bound some tension to happen. So I do believe that I think Justin Tucker was just like there, but not enough to have Travis Kelce out of nowhere fucking,
right,
chuck everything. I think it was unnecessary.
Yeah, I totally think it was like, that was a dick move in my opinion, from the videos, you know?
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes did the same thing. And who cares? I don't give a fuck who the bad guy is. You just be respectful about these things, right? But I don't know if, as current football players, I don't know if there's any respect whatsoever. But Justin Tucker's like, it's all good and fun. So.
And for me, it's just like, I had like a good topic or good you know, adding topic to this. You know, I seen videos of kickers warming up, like kicking field goals,
yeah,
while the other team's being introduced. I seen videos of like the home team being introduced and like, yeah, the kickers like kicking balls over the cheerleaders, over the players, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it seems like everyone has their routine. Everyone's like, you know, everyone's very skeptical. They don't want to jinx anything. They don't want to do anything different because, oh, they tweaked something. You know, they didn't listen to this song. Now everything's screwed up. Or or the sock was facing, you know, instead of left, instead of both socks facing right, now everything's messed up, right? Because I think Justin Tucker's, like, routine for a game, he lays out his uniform on the ground, I believe. That's from cool. Socks to pants to jersey to helmet. Everyone has their superstitious routine, right?
Yeah.
Neither person wanted to mess up their routine. Right? Neither person wanted to, like, move for the other person. Because Patrick could have moved, I assume. I'm not sure. Which is
everyone could fucking move. Nothing says no.
But it was just funny. It was just hilarious. But what was your reaction to the Ravens choking against the Chiefs?
It's just like, that's normal. I remember the Ravens choking in the playoffs. So them doing it again is like, not a surprise.
Really?
And making this far, maybe in the past when it was just like divisionals or wild cards, like, okay. Now they took a step further and they choked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, it's no different. They still didn't make it to the Super Bowl. It's unfortunate. I think it's just lack of experience.
Could be. Because this is the furthest, they've been to. Progress is happening, right? The knock on Lamar, what was it? He can't win in the playoffs.
It wasn't consistent.
Well, he's inconsistent with the throwing, and he can't win in the playoffs, right? He won two now. Did he win two?
Two games, yeah.
Two playoff games?
Yeah. This year. Last year, the year before that?
Talking about this year. He beat...
Yes, he won two games. He beat the Texans. No, he didn't.
No, he just beat the Texans.
My bad. I take it back.
Yeah, he beat the Texans. And it just irks me because all of a sudden, the script perfectly aligned it. In a day, the Chiefs script, during a season, the wide receivers will struggle heavily, and everyone will doubt that if Patrick Mahomes can overcome this horrendous wide receiver group, right?
Yeah, they have the most drops in the whole
Gets league. To the playoffs, wide receivers all of a sudden can catch every single ball thrown their way.
I think there was progression after, like, the very noticeable day of Kadarius Toney, MBS, all those guys. Like, yes, there was a notice that they were just dropping the shit out of easy balls to catch.
Maybe it was Toney.
I think he's just toxic. I think... You remove him from the picture, everything goes well.
And, well, I sent you the video that Kadarius...
he's something about that he was healthy.
He was healthy in personal reasons, and he went on IG Live. He's like, that's some straight blank cap. I'm healthy. I'm good to play.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a league where... I think it's something like rents due every day, basically. Like, this is a type of work environment. Like, I'm trying to find a word. It's like, you're judged every day, you know, but just because what you did yesterday doesn't, it's not going to help me today. You know, there's a word I'm trying to find, or a phrase I'm trying to figure out, but I can't, it's not coming to a head. But basically, Toney, man, you've been more of a headache for me than a solution. What do you think is going to happen? I'm surprised Andy Reid didn't just do a healthy scratch. Now, I'm pretty sure he didn't do that because some legal issues will arose, right? But I was just I just didn't want to see the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. Not because of Taylor Swift. I know that
they're the Patriots of this generation. Yes,
and I'm not. I don't like, you know, dynasties. I don't like powerhouses. Even though the Chiefs were underdogs entering the game against Ravens, you just never. ¿Cómo se dice? You just never count out Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. You never count them out. It could be 1 second left until it reads 0-0. Never count them out. So as much as I wanted the Ravens to win, it is what it is. But let's transition to the West Coast.
Bunch of chokers. Anyways, continue.
Where we're going to talk about another choker. Lions versus Niners.
I didn't see the game,
but I did.
It looked like the Lions had it.
The Lions.
And they choked. And I think, now I'll just say this. I didn't watch the game, and I won't comment like how they played, but I've noticed when the Lions play, they are not a second-half team.
Especially if they're ahead.
Exactly. Oh, I guess I didn't say that. Yes, yeah. That's what I meant.
When the Lions are ahead,
leading in half, they are not a second-half team. They just do not score any more points. Their defense is garbage. Their offense is garbage. Nothing is produced. That's why we were such in a close game with the Rams, because we were just scoring on every drive, even if it was just a field goal to get to them. But they just, you know, farted and they won the game.
They straight up choked. They straight up choked, and it was lack of experience, like from the Ravens side to the Lions side, lack of experience. And I totally agree with you. The Lions know how to keep fighting, like toe-to-toe, head-to-head in a boxing ring. Even when they get knocked down, they're going to get up and they're going to bite a kneecap off of you. But Dan Campbell has never imagined, like, okay, I knocked him out. Okay, now I can relax. And then you get hit once. Oh, then you get, you know, two jabs to the face. Ooh, oof. You know, get hit in the ribs. Oh, you take a knee. Ooh, right? Josh Reynolds. Oh.
What happened? I don't know.
Fourth and two.
He dropped the ball?
Right in his hands. Could have been a completion, but that was a turnover. The rookie running back.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Fumble it when the next drive.
I think that's more important than a fourth and two drop. It's a fumble. They recovered, right?
Turnover. Jahmyr Gibbs? Fumble.
I guess I didn't
turn it over.
The Niners.
And Niners recovered. And obviously they went. What was the halftime? Like 24-7? Yeah, it was 24-7 at the half. At the end of the third, it was 24-24. 17 unanswered points. And towards the end, you know, in the fourth quarter, 49ers took the lead. And I think on like close to 2 minutes, like around that time. I think the Niners were up by a field goal. They were up by 10 points. Okay. There was a fourth and three on the Niners side where I felt that Dan Campbell should have taken the field goal. They go for it. Incomplete. Turnover. Dan Campbell likes to play like risky, right? Fourth down, let's go for it, right? But when you're going up against 49ers, right? A team that has weapons from head to toe and a coach that knows what the fuck he's doing, not a rookie head coach. Take every single, yes, go for touchdowns, but if you can take the points, take the fucking points. And I feel like I'm going to say two or three times, they could have had 9 points, which would have been a lot more closer game. But towards the end, it got close because they know how to play from behind. When their back's against the wall, Jared Goff just turns it on. When they're kind of like, we're cruising, everyone's chill. Like kind of like the Rams. Like, we smacked them good in the first half, but in the second half, we're like kind of like, all right, we're cruising.
It's happened to us, yes.
So, complete choke job. I dropped critical drop passes from Reynolds. And now we got to root for the Niners.
No, we don't. I can root for no one.
You're going for the beer and the wings?
I'm going for the beer and the wings.
Beer and the wings. That's maybe the
name. Yeah. I'm okay. Just saying, the Chiefs suck. The Niners suck. I don't need a Chief for either or. Oh. The best sucking team win.
We're just haters right now. We're just hating on them.
I could give two shits about who wins the Super Bowl. It reminds me about... Wasn't this Super Bowl the same 3 years ago?
It was. 2019.
Yeah, exactly. It's like whatever.
And you know what's funny? In that year, 2019, Chiefs and Niners were playing. Trump and Biden were in a presidential race.
Okay.
And there was something else. Like the year before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic.
Yeah. So, but for me, I'm actually going to root for the 49ers, unfortunately. And the reason why, they're already putting the case for Patrick Mahomes the GOAT. In the GOAT conversation, right? I kind of don't like that. I know Patrick didn't say it. He's not like self-speaking, like, oh yeah, Patrick, like, I think I'm the greatest of all time, right? He's just doing an amazing job with his God-given talents, and he's winning, right? I just feel that you got to have more time in the league. You got to have more longevity. Let's see how you do. Let's just get towards the end of your career. Then we'll talk GOAT debates, right?
Just talking GOAT debates in statistical form.
Well, some are, and some are saying, like, nah, he's already the GOAT, regardless if he wins or not.
It's just an opinion. I agree to disagree.
And yes, right? And for me, Tom Brady has two things. The most trophies ever, and the longest to ever do it, right? Like 23 years. Let Patrick Mahomes get to at least halfway. Let's let him get to at least year 10 and evaluate him. Do you think he's the greatest quarterback to ever throw the ball?
No.
Talent-wise.
I think Brady was good at throwing
the ball. You think Brady's more talented? As far as like...
I think what Patrick has is creativity to outlast to throw the ball. He rolls out of pocket. He dives. He passes. He does crazy things that you wouldn't expect a quarterback to do.
Over the hand, no look. Even sometimes left
hand. No looks are a common thing. I am not going to talk about no looks. Right. Okay? I'm just saying, Matthew Stafford does it. Brady used to do it.
Joe does it too.
That's stupid. Okay. I just think Patrick has creativity, and that's why a lot of people like watching him, because let's see what the fuck he's going to do now. Let's see if he's going to fucking break a defensive tackle that should have been a sack, chuck the ball 60 yards downfield for him, for whoever the fuck is by himself, catches and sends it to
touchdown. And most likely who's going to catch is
Travis Darius Toney. Just kidding.
You got it. I was like, what? Obviously,
and then Travis Kelce is the same thing. That's why they're such a dynamic duo in the Chiefs. I personally, for my opinion, I'm speaking for myself. They both run around to open up for each other.
Yes.
Because Travis Kelce is always going to be the number one until he retires. And then, you know, who knows what's going to happen when he's done. But they both are creative together. That's why they click.
Exactly. That's even a good point. Let's see how Patrick is without without Travis. Mm-hmm. Let's see how he does.
I think he'll struggle.
Because I could put an argument, if he wins 4 Super Bowls, mm-hmm. I'd be like, it's because you had Travis Kelce all this time. You never won a Super Bowl past Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's going to be a Brady thing.
Exactly.
You remove one player and they're going to go to shambles. But the thing with Brady is that they removed Robert Kelce, stopped, and he was still able to get balls to everybody.
Oh,
With the Patriots. And then he came to the Buccaneers and they won that Super Bowl.
Yep.
I'm just saying, there is dynamic duels. People elaborate together well, and that's why they're such great players. So You know, I don't see that really with the Niners right now. Who is a dynamic duo? Is Brock Purdy actually? I think Brock Purdy is getting there.
Let's talk about Purdy.
I think Purdy is finally getting comfortable enough to lead on his own if he needs to. And what I mean by that, it's like he's taking decisions that you would normally think, or at least in my opinion, as a second-year starter, mm-hmm. would not do.
Second? Let that sink in.
I think that's great.
Year two.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the biggest critic that Brock Purdy has?
He's a system quarterback.
System quarterback, right? That he will never get these haters off his back because yeah. he needs to get it done. He needs to get the big one done, right?
Yeah.
Shannon Sharpe said, like, I think Monday morning, I think the topic was, did Brock Purdy silence his critics? And no. Shannon Sharpe said, no. That really irked me. Mm-hmm. That really irked me because even Pat McAfee went on the next day, he went on Tuesday, and he said, if Brock Purdy somehow walked on water, people will blame that he's only doing that because he can't swim. And Shannon Sharpe said, yeah, I'll say that.
What a little bitch. Like,
bro, are you really becoming a hater?
It's because he doesn't see his favorites be great.
Like, I'm like,
there's not a lot of people that's just start off and do good things like Brock Purdy is doing.
Right? Like, year two. I mean, like, let's talk about first-year quarterbacks in year two, right?
Trey Lance was garbage. Tried and failed. I'm just saying, there's going to be quarterbacks that are made for a certain team, certain coach, that they're going to fucking progress. And Brock Purdy is there. I may have said a few weeks ago that he's like, whatever, but I think at this point, for me, I'll eat crow. I think he's getting there. I think he's becoming that quarterback that is needed for the Niners to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. I want to pull up some stuff from Patrick Mahomes, okay?
Okay. And I don't think I've ever seen a first year do what Brock is doing. Besides C.J. Stroud doing what he did with the Texans and DeMeco Murray? D'Amico Murray?
You're talking about the head coach for the Texans?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's not DeMarco Murray.
D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. I think CJ is going to flourish with the Texans in year two. Year one quarterbacks. Who else had a year one quarterback? No one else, right? I don't think anybody else had a year one quarterbacks. I just think some people need to fucking own up. Even analysts, even former players need to own up to the reality of what's going on. Year one quarterback makes it to the NFC Championship. Year two quarterback makes it to the Super Bowl. You know? Like, I guess the best example I can also give you is Jared Goff. Year one, garbanzos. Add Sean McVay. Better. At year two, Super Bowl. You know? Some people just need to shut the fuck up. Own it. Live it. And you can keep your opinion, but you don't have to stick to that. Opinions change over time. So, there's hard opinions that I would believe. Like, the Ravens choking, that's my opinion. That's the Cowboys choke, that's my opinion. And every year is the same thing over and over. It's our year. You know, the fuck you guys. Like, who gives a shit? Prove me that you can, and I'll shut the fuck up. Sometimes you think that they're going to do it, but they won't. Even the Bills. Oh, God damn, I almost forgot about those motherfuckers. They choked. I think they were like, oh no, and then they got. You know? So I'm just saying, own it, live it, love it.
So I was trying to pull up some stats, right, mm-hmm. from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was drafted in 2017.
Yeah.
Year one, 2017. Mm-hmm. Didn't do shit, right, because he was behind Alex Smith.
Of course.
Year two, I think his team went to the AFC the Chiefs went to the AFC Championship game. AFC. Oh, no, see, 2018, it was that AFC Championship between the Jaguars and the Patriots when it was Blake Bortles was balling out like crazy, and Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell. Yeah, so it was balling out, right? So this is year two for Patrick Mahomes, right? That's the AFC Championship game. Year 10. Really? Let's say that's year one for Patrick Mahomes, right? In the first year of Brock Purdy, he took the Niners to the NFC Championship game.
Yes.
To the conference game.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes didn't do that in his first year.
Nope.
Let's take a look at 2019, year two, right? In Patrick Mahomes' second year as a starter, but third year in the league, he did take the team to an AFC Championship game, but guess who he lost to? The GOAT. He didn't beat Tom Brady.
Yep.
In Brock Purdy's second year in the league, not his second year as a starter, right? Second year in the league, he has taken his team to the Super Bowl. Shannon, I'm sorry. How can you say that? I just don't understand. Like the criticism, like the game management. That Cam Newton said that these quarterbacks, some of these quarterbacks are game managers. Like he said, Brock Purdy, Tua, Jared Goff, even he said Dak Prescott is a game manager, a systems quarterback. Like he said a lot of big names. I'm like, bro, I get it. Brock Purdy has a shit ton of weapons around him. And maybe that's where the criticism is coming from, because you put any quarterback in that system and they will win. Like, really? Jimmy G didn't get it done.
Not at all. And it could be different this year, too.
It could be different.
Brock can definitely, do something about it in the Super Bowl.
Trey Lance couldn't get it done.
Trey Lance, a few games, and he looked like he was garbage. And they drafted so high up. Mm-hmm. They gave up first rounders to go to that spot. For him to just get drafted, to get traded away to the Cowboys for a few picks that aren't even first round.
Like, I just feel like, maybe I'm just listening too much to Shannon Sharp, but I guess if I'm trying to understand Shannon Sharp, where he says he will never silence the critics until he wins the big one, right? So you're already putting him in, the greatest of all time debates? Not saying he's a GOAT, but, in that table where the Elways, where the Marinos, where the Mannys, Toms, yes, John Elway, Dan Marino. What else is the greatest of all time? Aaron Rodgers, He's in the table. He's not in the GOAT. He's in the table. Manning, Peyton Manning, right?
Okay.
Because I do not see this same pressure on Trevor Lawrence, on Joe Burrow, on Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's just he's on a hater system because he's a Cowboys fan, right? But I don't see the same energy for Jalen Hurts. I don't see the same system for Tua. I don't see this same level of energy that Shannon and everyone else that has against Brock Purdy on any other quarterback. And the only reason I can explain is that the amount of weapons he has on his disposal. And for me, I'm like, that's just complete ludicrous, because if that's the case, then we shouldn't be calling Patrick Mahomes the greatest of all time, because he has Travis Kelce, who are many already saying he is the greatest of all time tight end.
Yeah.
Stats-wise, for me, I'm like,
I think, personally, I think that's going to be shattered because Sam Laporta is coming up with Jared. And Jared has, before, given him a lot of balls to his tight ends, even with the Rams, with Tyler Higbee.
And Everett, too.
Uh-huh. So I'd be careful about what dynamics are going to be changing in the future. Sam Laporta scored probably more than 8 touchdowns in his rookie season.
Damn.
I think that's more than Travis Kelce in his rookie season. I think Travis Kelce, when Patrick Mahomes came, started to blow up, you know?
Yeah.
So,
bro, I mean, I just don't understand why there's so much Purdy hate. I just really don't.
It's because they just put him into a good spot. He's like the little brother that came to everything that's already been
given. Let me ask you this question. Is that his fault?
No, not at all.
He was literally the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Not even Tom Brady was Mr. Irrelevant.
No, he was like a fifth rounder.
Yeah, he was number 199. I don't know what round that is. You know, it might be late fifth because 32 teams, so about 64 picks. And Brock Purdy was 264. Yeah. Late fifth or early sixth. I think it might be late fifth. But
I think I hope the Niners win. I hope he just to shut those bitches that think they know better.
And Shannon Sharp. If Brock Purdy beats the Chiefs, are the critics silent? Or are you gonna say, how can Brock Purdy not win when you have Kyle Shanahan calling you plays, when you have Christian McCaffrey in the background, when you have George Kittle's tight end, we have Trent Williams on your left tackle, when you have Deebo Samuel, the best dual running back wide receiver, when you have Bosa, Chase Young, Armstead rushing the quarterback, when you have Fred Warner, and when you have all these guys in the defense, how can you not win football games?
I think...
Call it. I'm calling it right now. They're going to say those...
Yeah.
So that's why
they're very wishy-washy, and I hate that. It is what it is.
And that's why, that's why sometimes like sports debate shows are toxic, because like, damn if you do and damn if you don't.
And then you get criticized for the one little major thing that you do, little minimal thing that's major.
And it's not even like to nitpick it, but that's the nature of the business. We need to create headlines. We need to create. Shannon Sharp saying Brock Purdy didn't do anything. Imagine this. Let's just hypothetically Niners win, right? They just hypothetically say, let's see, 7-21. The score will be 27-24, right? 49ers win 27-24. How did they score 3 touchdowns and 2 field goals? The field goal came late. Because of the field goal to win the game winner, okay?
Yeah.
So it was tied. The 3 touchdowns came from Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to give the flowers to Brock Purdy?
Of course not. Nope. Who produced the touchdowns? Christian. Who gave him the touchdowns? It doesn't matter. He scored those.
I think Brock Purdy needs to win a Super Bowl, and he needs to be named MVP.
I think he needs to throw those touchdowns in the end zone, majority of them, and then he'll be MVP.
Yes. But
this is the NFL. They're going to give it to Christian McCaffrey regardless.
You think so? So if Christian rushed for those 3, yes. But if Brock Purdy throws 2, let's just say Brock Purdy throws 2. Let's make it easier. He throws for 2, but Christian rushes for 2. Who do you give the MVP to?
Christian. That's just how... It's just a culture thing that they do. They give it to the big name.
And you do realize, like, obviously we don't bring out stats, right, to put an argument. But the people like ESPN who bring out the stats, his stats are like... They're leading the league. He's leading every statistical stat in playoffs. Every single one of them. His stats are similar to Joe Montana's.
How many Super Bowls does Joe Montana have?
3, I think, or 4?
Something like that. But I think they're always going to knock him either. I think there's been great quarterbacks that put up good numbers, 4. But never won a Super Bowl.
4. Yeah. 82, 85, 89, and 90. And let's not forget, Joe Montana had the greatest wide receiver in history, in the NFL history. Excuse me. Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And up-and-coming T.O.
T.O.?
Terrell Owens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So, the hate on Brock Purdy is just fascinating for me. But I think that's enough. You know, some breaking news. The Ravens are hiring the defensive coordinator. The Seahawks are hiring the defensive coordinator of the Ravens for their head coach position. And I think Ben Johnson, the OC for the Lions, he's staying.
He's staying. I think that's a good
move. So will Bill Belichick coach this season?
Defensive coordinator for the Ravens?
You can't beat him, join him. We have an open position.
I think
he won't be a DC. No. He will take a year off, comment, like kind of like Sean Payton. Do some talk with like NBC or CBS or, you know. Cuz I'm pretty sure any network will take Bill Belichick even for a year.
I don't see him being the person to be a camera and behind
true.
The camera.
True. He's like,
yeah. I mean, his press conferences are very like, you know, exceptions, but I just can't see him being like a person to want to talk about a certain team.
Well, maybe this will be different because Hugh always had that mentality when it was reporters who were trying to get something dirty.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's different.
So
it's
maybe different. I could, like, if Bill's, because Bill was talking to that, you know, college football game of Army versus Navy.
Yeah.
He came on College Game Day with Pat McAfee and his crew. And like, there's like a viejito, an older man, who's been doing this for a long time. Yeah. And the amount of like football history in this man's brain and Bill Belichick.
Yeah. He's coached, I think.
He has like photographic memory because he was able to tell everything. Because I guess he was a former coach, the older man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was a former coach. And he was able to like tell him, like, yeah, because when you were running that play, he blitzed you, but then you were able to recognize that, so you call a timeout right before the blitz, and like he broke down so many plays, and I was just like fascinated. I was like, he's literally a walking historian of photographic plays. So I think he'll take a year off because there ain't no way. Cowboys and Steelers are interesting because both coaches are one more year in the contract.
Like Mike Tomlin?
Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy. And the Rams too. Sean McVay said that he'll come back for next season.
Why wouldn't we offer him a contract?
If he wants to coach, because you know. Bro, there's so many like broadcast booths are ready to hire him.
Yeah, he's a great, but I'm sure Les Snead is gonna be like, nah, man, see.
If Sean McVay wants to commentate, let him be. But if he wants to he wants to try a new market, he wants to be a head coach somewhere else, absolutely not. Do not let this man out of your office. But mm-hmm. if he says like, hey man, we had a good run, you know, like we won a Super Bowl.
And that would bother the shit out of him. He's only been here for 5 years.
Really?
He got here in 2017.
2016?
Seven, sorry. But I think it's too early for him to go. But
I think it'll depend on Matthew Stafford, too.
No. I think it depends if we could get a quarterback. Stetson Bennett went MIA, and no one knows why.
Someone asked, a reporter asked him, like, do you think Stetson Bennett will be the future of your Rams organization, future Rams quarterback?
Yeah.
He's like, honestly, we're going to evaluate everything day by day. We're going to take a look at everyone from head to toe, and we're going to evaluate, and who knows if he or anyone's going to be
the future
with the Rams organization. So we do not. Something.
I think that something happened with
something Stetson. Happened, or McVay sees something that he does not like of Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
Uncoachable, maybe? Who knows, you know?
Then why do we draft the motherfucker? Yeah, it can really depend. But we're hoping for the best in the terms of the Rams.
Absolutely, you know. And we still got time, man. You still want to go talk? Nah, you're kind of passing out because of the coma, food coma. No. You want to talk a real quick basketball?
Yeah, sure.
Tyrese, what's his last name again?
Haliburton.
Haliburton from the Indiana Pacers. Basically said that the rule of the 65 games, so you have to play minimum 65 games, is stupid because, you know, it's a stupid rule because you got to make the owners happy, and as long as the owners are happy, everyone's happy. But it's a stupid rule because it puts a lot of pressure on us and ABC. I'm paraphrasing, but basically he's complaining, right?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, even Magic Johnson chimed in, and they all say, like, yo, bro, this is all your guys' fault. Because if he misses four more games, he's not eligible for the Supermax contract. Basically, you know, he won't be eligible to get $40 million a year if he misses four more games, right?
Right.
And he's complaining everything. And Stephen A. Smith said, this is not you specifically, but this is what happened of your peers, of your coworkers. They took advantage of the system. Loan management. He didn't specifically call out people by name, but like when he started naming players, like Kawhi has only played in 65 games or more in his 12-year career, 3 times. Kyrie Irving, 4 times. Kevin Durant, like 4 or 5 times. And I get Kevin Durant has been injured a lot, but still, you know. But the load management fucked everyone up. Now, unfortunately, you got affected by this because you are legit hurt, right? And it's unfortunate that this is happening, right? But because of what happened in the past, right? Like, remember that one time? I think the Warriors were playing against, like, the Charlotte Hornets. He didn't play Curry. He didn't play Thompson.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
Didn't play. It was like a mediocre team, right? I'm not sure if it was the Charlotte Hornets, but Steve Kerr didn't play nobody of his starters.
Yeah, I think I remember that game.
And what was, and like, I was rewatching the Vanessa's speech, Vanessa Bryant, on the memorial of Kobe Bryant's death. And Vanessa told or asked Kobe, why can't you just take a day off? Why you gotta keep playing with injuries? And Kobe replied saying, I just remember the little kid who saved up all his money to watch me play up in the 300 section, up in the nosebleeds. I can't let that kid down because that might be the only time he'd be able to see me. Right? And Haliburton said, like it's unfair or something like that. My guy. And Stephen A. brought this up. He brought up so many legends of the game, from Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant to Shaquille O'Neal, like Steve Nash, Karl Malone, like all these legends have played full seasons. How are you going to tell me the olds can outplay you in this modern age where you have the best of the best technology and medicine and recovery? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of funny that Stephen A. Smith kind of teased at you know, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis has only missed 3 games this season, right? But what was the knock on Anthony Davis? His
inconsistent
roller coaster.
Yeah,
and he's always injured, right? And what did Kobe's famous saying, or like someone saying, like players get ready in season, and there's players who stay ready.
Yeah,
and we always say that there's basketball players who get ready in the season. There's basketball, James Harden. He comes in like
chubby as fuck.
Yeah, chubby buddy. But at the end, like he's locked and loaded, right? And it's just ironic. It's just so funny that this rule changed that could affect your bottom line as far as how much you're going to get paid has played nearly a perfect season. Up to this point, even he's up for like defensive player of the year.
What a bitch.
It is what it is.
Man, but come on. Why do rules? And this is why basketball is so whack. It's getting whack. And I don't know if you saw Anthony Edwards like post game interview.
I heard something like that.
Yeah, he got fined for saying that the refs are garbage. And yes, they fucking are, dude. That is no joke. I definitely see it. We're only fans. We can't do much. But when the player is saying that the garbage, I'm sure every other player is like, I agree. They just don't
because say they it. Because they're ejecting the like they're giving them technicals for complaining. For
random shit. Like what's his face? The guy from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He played with the Miami Heat, Max Strus.
Yes.
He was called a foul on a player. He gave the ball in a very way that seemed aggressive, but it wasn't aggressive. He just didn't care. He just like whatever here. Type of feeling. And he got a technical.
See, when it comes, that's
a pussy move.
When it comes to that specific, that's stupid. I totally get that, right? But when it comes, because the problem I have with the NBA, and that's why I'm not even watching the NBA, because like every time, like, and I just see every time with LeBron, because he's like the biggest one that does it. I think every time he's going for a layup, right? And there's some bodies and everything, there's people blocking him and he doesn't get it. He's looking around like, and he's screaming like, oh, there's a foul. And there's players who get extra aggressive with the refs, right? Who are
LeBron.
Huh? LeBron, I see it with, especially Luka.
But Luka is a different person.
Luka gets so angry at the refs. Jason Tatum gets angry. And then Patrick Beverley does this. He does like the review it. Like. There has been a shift of power in the NBA. Where before, if you miss a layup, guess what you're doing? You're running your ass back and trying to defend.
You're soft, dude.
They're soft. Like Stephen A. said, they soft. And we don't watch the NBA that much to understand the culture, the history aspect nearly as much to point out the past, right? Mm-hmm. But we grew up watching Shaquille and Kobe.
Yeah.
That was shit. I saw Shaq dunk on someone and then just with his big legs, just, you know, freaking monkey swing his ass into someone else. And
yeah.
Right? But. And
basketball is hard to watch. It really is. I think maybe football's getting there too, but I have more tolerance in football than I do with basketball because some fouls are just out of this world, dude.
Football is getting there because the quarterback immediately looks for the ref for a roughing the passer, or they're looking at pass interference. And the one that really irks me is Patrick Mahomes I'm not sure you saw, but when they were playing against the Ravens, mm-hmm.
He got smacked in the face.
He got smacked, or like he threw a ball, but the player was already wrapped around him, and he followed through. And Patrick Mahomes immediately looked at the ref, and he threw up his hands.
Did he get a foul?
No, because the refs made a point emphasis to Patrick, like, "Hey, we're not going to call that many roughing the passers on you because you are moving out of the pocket. You're up." Borderline running back.
Yeah.
You're going to take that chance. We're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Like, there was a couple times that Patrick ran that he definitely got tackled.
Yeah.
And people were like, hey, he hit it. Like, he didn't give himself up. So we're like, nah, they're not. He didn't give himself up. But why are we going to throw a flag for that? That's the thing that NFL's kind of like ice skating on that idea, you know? But you can't just, and there's so many variables, you know? There's 11 men on each side, right? So there's 22 players. How many refs are on the
2-4-6 maybe?
No, there's 2-4-6, maybe like 6-8. I'm not sure. Let's Google it real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, that's one question I won't be able to answer. Someone
7 refs. So you're right, 246 and I guess like the main one.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, and plus one handling the box, the replace in the booth.
And isn't there like an, oh, there's probably six on the field, one that's to the side that talks to the play, to the teams. You remember that one individual that's not like, like a backup ref. And then there's another one in the booth.
Well, according to this, it says there are seven referees on the field plus one in the press box handling the replays.
Okay. Well, I'm saying the seventh person's like,
I think that's like communicating to New York as far as like,
I see.
Yeah.
That could be it. But yeah.
Yeah, basketball, you're too soft, and that's why you're losing audience. I'm not sure if you saw that a while back during Thanksgiving game. You know how Thanksgiving or Christmas, it was Christmas. It was Lakers versus Warriors. It was Bucks. Lakers versus Nuggets, Bucks versus someone, like a bunch of big name.
Yeah, yeah.
Like five games, right? Yeah, throughout the whole time, like from New York Knicks to.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, let's just say from easy numbers, of all the five games they played in on Christmas Day, there are 30 million people in total that watched the basketball games. Guess how many people watched the Chiefs and Raiders game?
How many?
48 million.
How many was the basketball again?
30 million between all five teams, all five games.
Weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
But there is a high volume of Raider fans, regardless of where you are.
It is what it is. Football is the dominant sport.
It's so sad, huh? It's only been here for...
Let's go Niners. I cannot stand this GOAT debate of Patrick Mahomes. I just can't.
I need Brock Purdy to be Brock Purdy.
And I need Brock Purdy, prove them all wrong. As much as I hate you because you are in our division, you got to go and represent the NFC West. There, I said it. I said it.
I agree. Go Purdy. You're Purdy. You're pretty Purdy.
Again, solely... on you defending your honor.
He got it.
He got it?
I think he got it. I think he can win the Super Bowl. I think he can win the Super Bowl.
All right. We'll catch you in the next one. Adios. See ya.